60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional living carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock. Downing Street says the UK is working closely with its allies to push for de-escalation in the Middle East. Iran has warned Israel to expect a severe punishment for attacks on the country's nuclear facilities overnight. Israeli military spokesperson Brigadier General Effie Defrin explains the reasoning behind the airstrikes.
For many years, the world has tried to stop the Iranian regime, but it refused to do so. So we were left with no choice but to take action. The Iranian regime continues to strive to annihilate the state of Israel. We cannot allow them to do so.
MPs have approved an opt-out clause in the assisted dying bill. It will mean no health professionals can be obliged to be part of the process. Seven Asian men have been found guilty of grooming two teenage girls as sex slaves in Rochdale. The trial heard evidence in relation to 53 sexual offences, all believed to be committed between 2001 and 2006. One of the victims, who's now in her 30s, told the jury she was labelled a prostitute by social services when the allegations first came to light. Detective Superintendent Alan Clitheroe from Greater Manchester Police says mistakes were made.
There was information at the time that the police and other agencies could and should have done something with, and we didn't. We've made comprehensive apologies for that. We're not perfect, but we're very much improving now in how we manage these investigations.
A 36-year-old man's been charged with the murder of a 13-month-old boy in Blackpool. Jamie Varley from Grimsa would appear in court over the death of Preston Davey, who died in July 2023. Another man, John McGowan Fazer-Curley, is accused of causing and allowing the death of a child and child neglect. Campaigners have lost their attempt to overturn plans to impose VAT on private school fees. The High Court has ruled it's not discriminatory, and ministers do have the power to bring the measures in. The weather sunny but humid for England and Wales, thunderstorms later, sunshine and showers across Scotland and Northern Ireland, and a high of 28. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Mike Powell.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And I can positively hear the weekend breathing down our necks. Is that what it is? Tim Leora here in the Classic FM sunshine. Something from the chiller cabinet first.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Utterly mesmerising Les Barricades Mystérieuses by Couperin, played by Martin James Bartlett. And before it, The Swan from Saint-Saëns Carnival of the Animals, Misha Maisky and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Good afternoon. Tim Lioro in for Anne-Marie Minhall this afternoon. We'll have ourselves a little bit of a carnival here, if you like. 6:18:12 for anything you need to tell me. Let's escape for 10 minutes now. Can you get away with 10 minutes? Maybe put the cans on at work, look busy. If you're hunting around for the words for this one, there's no words in this choral section of Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. He did try out Faust first. He then landed on Ode to Joy. But this is just the orchestral movement. Starts with that classic, what they call it, a misdirection on the timpani drum. Here it comes. Thank you. Scherzo from Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, the choral. That's the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with Sir Simon Rattle conducting. Good afternoon. This is Classic FM. Definitely a summer piece. That's the Violin Concerto No. 3, the third movement by Mozart. Ray Chen with the Schleswig-Holstein Music Festival Orchestra, all conducted by Christoph Eschenbach. It's Classic FM. Good afternoon. Any plans for the weekend starting today? I was going to play this one for the... Well, if you're quick, you could get there, actually. The Verona Opera Festival starts today, but I'm going to double up on it as well, because Morris got in touch on 6/18/12, saying, a joy to hear you this afternoon. Very kind of you to say. Can I have a shout-out? Because Morris is having his playing card birthday today. That's 52 today. Secret raising... I'll tell you something, actually. I'm going to raise some champagne to you now because we share a birthday, Morris. Driving home in the sunshine, he says, to Suffolk after visiting parents in London for lunch. And he gets Albra on the end of it. That's a lovely journey. Do love Albra. Have a great birthday, Morris. We'll raise a glass to you.
Poiché quello che al cuore onnipotente va. Viviamo, amore, amor, tra i calici più tali baci avrà.
Classic FM.
just takes a little dedication. Widmung by Schumann. That's Angela Hewitt playing for us. And before it, the drinking song from La Traviata by Verdi. That was Angela Georgiou with Roberto Alagna and the London Voices and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all, Claudio Bardo conducting. It's Classic FM. Good afternoon. Is it wedding season for you, or are you preparing for one last minute scurrying around? Got music on the go after this.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
CPE Bach and the Symphony in G. That's the third movement played by the Ensemble Resonance. This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
That is what we call around here a tune with three O's. Judex from Mors et Vita by Gounod. That was the Toulouse Capitol Orchestra and the Orfeon Donostiara doing the singing with Michel Plasson conducting. Before that, the Toccata from Vidor's Organ Symphony No. 5, a wedding classic for you if the hustle and the bustle is already taking place. This is Classic FM, a little old friend here, the theme from Downton Abbey. Thank you. theme from Downton Abbey by John Lund, with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra playing for us. It's Classic FM, the Hall of Fame, 3 at 3 in a moment. I'll give you in puzzle form. Ghost's Vault, we've got Reinforced Chip, and we've got OG Geezer's Bit. Any ideas? It'll all become clear after this.
Classic FM.
Don't worry, you can close your tabs. Because you know you don't need to check anywhere else. You've already got a great price. At John Lewis, we price match our products with 25 leading retailers, so you don't have to check elsewhere. Because you know, if it's on offer with them, it's on offer with us. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service and price. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
People are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Our customer service is really good.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Here comes Steve. With the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. Donald Trump is urging Iran to make a deal over its nuclear program, saying there's time to prevent further conflict with Israel. The IDF hit military and nuclear sites across Iran and claimed to have killed 3 commanders. Sir Richard Dalton is a former UK ambassador to Iran. He told us the attack was illegal and unnecessary.
The Iranians have neither the capability nor the intention to attack Israel using nuclear weapons. There was no threat of imminent attack, no credible evidence to present to the rest of the world by Israel.
Seven Asian men have been convicted of sexually exploiting two teenage girls in Greater Manchester. The jury heard they had preyed on the fact their victims had troubled home lives in Rochdale and drew them in with alcohol, drugs and places to stay. The British survivor of yesterday's plane crash in India, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, says he still doesn't know how he made it out alive. More than 240 people died shortly after the plane took off, heading to Gatwick. London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, offered help to India.
We stand ready to assist the response effort and support those affected in whatever way we can in the days, weeks and months to come.
MPs have approved an amendment to the Assisted Dying Bill.